News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
So one of the things the Irish government should do while we hold the presidency of the European Council is push to end not unpaid internships, or what are known as the Bank of Mum and Dad internships. With this is Taoiseach Yeartz, who is European Trade Union Confederation Secretary. Taoiseach, what's the issue with unpaid internships?
Good morning. Yeah, indeed. The issue is that young people are basically being seen as cheap or even unpaid labor, and that they are simply discriminatory. It means that the only young people that can actually afford to work for free are the ones who can rely on the privileges or bank security from their mom and dads, which basically means that young people entering the labor market do not have equal opportunities.
Now, will employers not say, look, an awful lot of people come out of whatever their previous education may have been in unqualified for the jobs that they may be going for, and that if they are given a workplace internship, an unpaid internship, it is the equivalent of a tertiary education. They benefit greatly from them and it gets them on the ladder. Therefore, it is a good thing.
It's not if it's not accessible for everyone. And let's be honest, young people are the most educated generation we have ever had. So it's a little bit unfair to say that they do not have the right skills. It's the responsibility of every employer indeed to invest in their workplaces, to train them for the specific task that they need to perform. But this doesn't mean that they should work for free. So it should be in the interest of the employer to train them. And regardless of your age, you deserve to be paid. I don't think they would allow to do this kind of exploitation for any other age group. They simply do it to young people because indeed they try to portray them as unexperienced and as they should be grateful for having these references for the future. But actually what young people do, it's the work. It's simple as that.
And what if the young person themselves sees a value in it? If they look and they say, well, look, if I can get 3 months, 6 months, however long in there, I'll get a network of relationships that'll be hugely useful to me down the track. I'll get direct work experience that'll look great on the CV. It'll give me hands-on experience that I can't get just through academia. This is something I should be racing towards.
Yeah, of course, it sounds very nice, but those young people also ask themselves, who's going to pay the bill? Who's going to pay the rent? Who's going to pay for the food? Who's going to pay for all of the expenses that young people still nevertheless have? So they should get this opportunity. They should get those connections, those references, but they should also be paid for this time. Because, yeah, as I said, it's actually work and it should not be seen as a favor to young people. Those young people go there and they do the job. So I think that we really need to turn around the narrative and just ensure that young people have this decent opportunity. Because all of the statistics actually show that if young people at the entry point are in precarious position in low-paid jobs, it's more likely they're going to continue in lower quality and lower-paid jobs also in the future. So actually this entry to the labor market can mark you for the rest of your life.
Presumably so as well, though, it can to some extent begin even before that, because one of the studies that looked at when they removed third level fees in Ireland, the idea was that it would create a greater level of participation. And to some extent, what occurred was not a massive change in participation, because the costs of paying for accommodation, of being able to fund your living, all of those skewed towards the wealthy anyway. So is there already a two-tier system in access to education, never mind access to internships?
Exactly. As I said, it's mostly for the privileged one. It's mostly for the ones who can afford it. It's for the ones who have their parents who can still take care of them. So if we want young people to become independent as soon as possible, to really prove themselves, to show their skills and competences they have, we need to give them the equal opportunity. And right now, yeah, indeed, they don't have it. They don't have it entering the school and they don't have it entering the labor market.
Now, what about the internships given while they are still attending college? So let's say they have a 3 month internship as part of their college program. Does that require payment?
Yeah, it very much depends. From how European Union sees it now, they would only regulate the traineeships that happen after graduation. So after you leave the formal education system and you actually enter the labor market, which of course makes sense because, like, yeah, while you're still studying, you might have student status, you might have other benefits that wouldn't be compatible with the labor relationship. At the same time, of course, we're the trade unions. We believe that every work should be paid. So if you are working for 3 months, why not get some kind of remuneration for this as well? And we see it in other countries. For example, in Germany or in Austria, you have 15 years old who are doing the apprenticeships through a dual system of learning, which basically means that half of the time you spent in a classroom and half of the time you spent at the workplace, and you're being paid from the age of 15 or 16. So in ideal world, yes, we would remunerate young people whenever they work. But if we cannot do this all across Europe for every age, we should at least do it once they graduate, once they actually enter the labor market, because at that time, they're not students anymore. They're workers.
Tae, thank you very much for your time this morning. That is Tae Yarts, European Trade Union Confederation, Confederal Secretary. If you have a view, 53106 or 087 1400 106 on WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.